The Detroit news stations, WWJ and WWJ-FM, Detroit. Back in Detroit, this is John Hultman of WWJ News, taking a few moments out to bring you Michigan reaction to the death of President Kennedy. The state of Michigan, from Detroit to Cooper Harbor and from Governor Romney to the Capitol Guides, today mourned the assassination of President Kennedy. The reaction was almost identical from Cadillac Square in Detroit to the smallest hamlets. First unbelieving, then stunned, then sadness. Not since the death of President Roosevelt in 1945 has Michigan been so shocked. Some people were even seen weeping openly on city streets. On the order of Secretary of State James Hare, flags were flown at half-mast after news of the president's tragic death reached him. All state employees were given the day off, and Hare asked all those with religious feeling to go to church and express their grief in prayers. The situation was the same in Detroit, with Mayor Kavanaugh sending all city workers home when he heard of the president's assassination. The presidents of all the auto companies in Detroit were quick to express their sympathy and shock that such a crime had been committed. All news media were swamped first with calls asking for confirmation of the news, then with official statements of sympathy and grief. In Detroit, at one point, immediately after the news reached the city, you couldn't get a dial tone on any downtown phone. The circuits were so swamped. Shows and personal appearances were canceled in many towns throughout Michigan, and Governor Romney asked the Board of Trustees at Michigan State to cancel tomorrow's MSU-Illinois Big Ten deciding football game. However, the trustees declined, but League Commissioner Bill Reed said he would call off the game if the nation officially is in mourning tomorrow. Now, here is a statement from Jerome P. Kavanaugh, mayor of the city of Detroit.
I'm sure I speak for all of us here in Detroit when I say I'm literally grief-stricken over what's happened to our beloved president. To be struck down in the way in which he was in this hour of tragedy is almost unbelievable. It's a great personal loss for myself, my wife and family, because we've had the pleasure of meeting and knowing the president, President Kennedy. It's just unbelievable and incomprehensible that this could happen. And I would extend our most profound sorrow on not only behalf of my family, but on behalf of everyone here in Detroit, to Mrs. Kennedy and her bereaved family, as well as to Vice President Johnson, sending him our prayers in this great hour of need. I've asked that the public buildings be draped in black to commemorate this very tragic day, and also that our flags be flown at half-mast throughout the city. I truly am grief-stricken, and from the deep sorrow in my heart, I would extend most deep and profound sympathy to Mrs. Kennedy and her family.
Mayor Kavanaugh of the city of Detroit. Governor Romney is flying back to Michigan from Omaha, Nebraska. His plane is due to land at Lansing at about 9 o'clock tonight. That would be less than 2 hours from now. The Midwest Conference of Governors, which Romney was attending in Omaha, was canceled immediately when the news was heard. Here is his statement from George Trumbull in Lansing.
This is George Trumbull from Lansing. I am the governor's assistant press secretary, and this is the statement from Governor George Romney before he departed Omaha, Nebraska, where he was attending the Midwest Governors Conference, to return to Michigan upon learning the death of President Kennedy. The statement follows. The president's assassination is a horrible and measurable shock and a national tragedy. It is imperative that the assassin or assassins and any influence behind them or associated with them be identified. Upon behalf of all Michigan citizens, I extend our heartfelt grief and sympathy to the president's family. Let us unite behind our new president and give him our loyal support. Our grief should renew our dedication to serve our country.
George Trumbull, the aide to Governor Romney, reading the governor's statement. Former Democratic Governor John Swainson saw President Kennedy in Washington less than 1 month ago. The leader of the Democratic Party here in Michigan had this reaction to the president's death.
It's very difficult to speak today and at this particular time. The events reported from Dallas are uniquely an American tragedy. President John F. Kennedy has truly given his life for his country. It's unbelievable that this could happen in the United States in 1963. What goes through your mind at a time like this, of course, is a very individual thing. It was my great pleasure and honor to serve as the governor of the state of Michigan during the administration of John F. Kennedy. I knew the man personally, his family. I saw him while I was in Washington and spoke with him just about 1 month ago. He was a very human person, yet a man of great intellectual attainments. He's a man that also understood the drives and desires of individual people. It's probably significant that his assassination today occurs almost 100 years to the year of the assassination of President Lincoln. And probably many historians will draw significance from the fact that the issues 100 years ago were probably just as violent, just as much of a matter of concern to all Americans as they are today. This is a great tragedy.
Governor Swainson expressing his views on the death of President Kennedy. Late word from NBC and Morgan Beatty that Lee Oswald, the man who is in custody by the Dallas police in Dallas tonight, has denied any connection with shooting of either the policeman who was killed or with the death of President Kennedy and the shooting of Governor Connally. That late word coming in after 2 hours of questioning. Lee Oswald, the only suspect thus far, has denied any connection with either shooting. Other reaction today in this statement from Michigan Senator Philip A. Hart from his office at the Senate Office Building in Washington.
I think everybody, all of us, are burdened by this sense of despair and helplessness. Certainly there's one appropriate thing for all of us to do, and that's offer a prayer for the late president and a prayer for this country.
A short and succinct statement from Senator Hart. Also, although Michigan Senators Patrick V. McNamara was not available for comment, we did receive this statement from his aide in Washington.
This is Robert Perrin, administrative assistant to Senator McNamara. On learning of the shooting of President Kennedy, the senator issued this brief statement. I quote, "This was an incredible and barbaric act of violence. Our prayers were with President Kennedy in his struggle for life. They are now with the new president."
That statement from Bob Perrin at Senator McNamara's office in Washington. From labor and industry alike, statements of grief tonight. This one from UAW President Walter P. Reuther here in Detroit. "The civilized world has been shocked by this brutal and heinous crime. Our profoundest sympathies go out to Mrs. Kennedy and her family in this terrible and trying hour. All those who yearn for peace have suffered a grievous loss in the death of this gallant champion of human freedom. Our prayers are with President Johnson in this time of sorrow and trial." That from a close friend of President Kennedy, Walter P. Reuther, the president of the United Auto Workers. And this statement from industry from Henry Ford II, "The assassination of President Kennedy is a terrible tragedy for our nation and its people. The circumstances of his death are beyond belief. He will be remembered by millions of people the world over as a great man and a great president." From Lynn Townsend, president of Chrysler Corporation, he said that he joined in these words with other Americans in being shocked and deeply saddened by the death of our president. At Grand Rapids, Kent County Republican headquarters said Senator Barry Goldwater has canceled his scheduled Saturday appearance. He was to have been the main speaker at a $100 a plate fundraising dinner in Grand Rapids. Lieutenant Governor T. John Lisinski in Detroit said he was listening to a radio station, refused to believe it when he heard the president had been shot. He went on, "He was a great president with a certain quality that was out of the ordinary." There was also an expression of sympathy, shock, and disbelief from Peter B. Spivak, chairman of the Wayne County Republican Party.
"Today, someone or some group of persons is yet unknown, filled with some kind of a hate that passes, I'm sure, most of our understandings, have cut down the President of the United States. They've cut down a man who, more than many men, could have taken the easy way in life, but instead dedicated his life to public service. The sympathy which all of us extend to his family and his friends and to the new President Johnson and his family won't be enough. The job that needs to be done is for all of us to dedicate ourselves to fighting whatever cancer it was that produced this hateful deed in our society. And we must not rest until that is done. Tonight, in your prayers, remember not only the president's family, but President Johnson, and all the millions of people in this world to whom the United States and its president meant a hope of freedom. And remember that we must wipe out whatever the cancer that gnawed at the insides of someone or some people and perpetrated this vile and hateful act on mankind's conscience today.
Peter B. Spivak, the Wayne County chairman of the Republican Party. From his office in Washington, Republican Representative Robert Griffin said, "No words can describe the shock of this day. In a nation where differences are not settled by violence, this dastardly act is a tragic blow to the liberty and security of every citizen. My deepest sympathies go to Mrs. Kennedy and the family." Michigan Republican National Committeeman John Martin Jr. was contacted in St. Louis, Missouri. He said, quote, "The terrible tragedy of the president's death is a loss to the nation and the whole world. Every man and woman in the country must be grieved beyond measure at this frightful incident. No matter what political views the people may hold, they are all with the president's wife and family in these tragic hours." Michigan State University President John Hanna told newsmen, "This comes as an unbelievable shock. The president was in good spirits when I saw him just a few days ago." And former Michigan Governor Wilbur M. Brucker said the shooting sounded like the work of a madman. He added, "I share with every other American the feeling of sincere sorrow." Religious leaders of all faiths also deplored the assassination. The Most Reverend Bishop Henry Donnelly of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Detroit said that as president, Kennedy had rightfully commanded the allegiance and the loyalty of all citizens of the nation. Donnelly said, "We believe that he tried conscientiously to fulfill the duties of his high office as he labored with fortitude and zeal for what he conceived to be our best interests. We ask that God be good to him now." The church spokesman scheduled a mass at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral for 11 a.m. tomorrow for President Kennedy, who as the first Catholic to occupy the presidency, died today. Prayers for Kennedy also were urged by Dr. Alan Zwan, president, and Dr. G. Merrill Lennox, executive director of the Metropolitan Council of Churches of Detroit. A solemn high mass for the repose of the soul of the late President Kennedy is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at St. Andrew's Cathedral in Grand Rapids. The Right Reverend Monsignor Charles Popel said the liturgy permits a requiem mass upon the death of a friend or loved one, and in this case, the president. Chancery officials were awaiting the return of Bishop Alan Babcock from Rome before deciding upon memorial services throughout the Archdiocese of Grand Rapids. The bishop is expected late tomorrow. In a telegram sent to Mrs. Kennedy by Reverend Dr. Wanzer H. Brunel, the moderator of the United Presbyterian Synod of Michigan, pastor of the Allen Park United Presbyterian Church, he said, "May I extend to you and to your children the deep shock and profound grief of our people at the news of the death of President Kennedy. We can take comfort, as we know you take comfort, in knowing that his work is by no means done, and that in all the years to come, his spirit will continue to lead us in the achievement of the ideals for which he lived and because of which he died." Cancellations have been pouring into the WWJ newsroom, and I might mention just briefly that perhaps if you are attending any public function tonight, you might check ahead of time to be sure that it is still being held. Many, many have been canceled, and I'll read briefly the few that I have in front of me now. The Goodfellow Championship football game, however, scheduled for Tiger Stadium tonight between Denby and Notre Dame, will be played as scheduled. That has not been canceled. However, the game will not be telecast or broadcast by WWJ radio and television. We will continue, as will our sister station, Channel 4, bring you reports throughout the evening and all day tomorrow about developments from Washington. Governor Romney requested that tomorrow's Michigan State-Illinois football game be canceled. The MSU Board of Trustees turned him down. Michigan State President John A. Hanna said an aide to Governor Romney asked that the game, which will decide the Big Ten title and the Rose Bowl bid, be called off. Hanna said he met with the board and the decision was made that we would proceed with the game. It was understood that Governor Otto Kerner of Illinois had made the same request to the president of the University of Illinois. And as we mentioned, Big Ten Commissioner Bill Reed is meeting now. Two games in the Big Ten have already been postponed, the Minnesota-Wisconsin game and the Purdue-Indiana game. And we should have a decision very shortly on the other games in the Big Ten. This release was received from the Detroit Federation of Teachers, Local 231 in Detroit. Their scheduled march for Tuesday on the Detroit Board of Education has been canceled. The demonstration march on the Detroit Board of Education by the Detroit Federation of Teachers, scheduled for Tuesday at 4 o'clock, has been canceled. The Fisher Theater canceled its performance of Hello, Dolly! With Carol Channing tonight. The Birmingham Public Schools announced all school activities there have been canceled. The Rooster Tail closed for business tonight. The Masonic Temple has canceled the performance by the New York Opera Company of La Boheme. It has been rescheduled for December 8th. The Jefferson Mac Conservation Council meeting scheduled for tonight has been canceled. And the J-Hop for Redford High School scheduled for tonight at Lovett Hall at Greenfield Village in Dearborn has been canceled. The Armenian Cultural Center has canceled their dance scheduled for tonight. And the Mercy College of Detroit concert at Ford Auditorium for tonight has been rescheduled to a later date, which will be announced shortly. The Jefferson PTA in Wyandotte announced that a show scheduled for tonight there has been postponed until Monday night at 8. The show scheduled for tomorrow night will be held. And the Ice Follies performance tonight at Olympia Stadium has been canceled. Nick Londis, general manager at Olympia, said that those holding tickets for tonight's show will be able to use them for tomorrow or Sunday's performances of the Ice Follies. Tomorrow and Sunday, tomorrow at 2 and 8:30, Sunday at 2 and 6. The Pistons basketball game in Cincinnati has been canceled. The news conference, which was to be held on Monday at the office of Detroit's Mayor Kavanaugh at 10:30 a.m., has been canceled as a result of the death of President Kennedy today. Michigan Bell Telephone Company reported telephone lines were jammed in Detroit following the first news of the shooting of President Kennedy. Most telephone lines were so jammed the system virtually broke down. Hundreds of persons called the Detroit News and WWJ News, where 1,123 calls were registered at the Detroit News switchboard between 1 and 4 o'clock. Hundreds of others, of course, could not get through. The jam became so bad that Martin Hayden, the editor of the Detroit News, was forced to ask radio and television to plead with listeners not to call for information, that we would provide it to you as quickly as we can. WWJ Radio and WWJ Television pleaded for an end to the calls. Our telephone lines were inoperable at that time. The jam lasted well until after the official confirmation of President Kennedy's death. I might also mention that, as Morgan Beatty stated earlier, NBC and WWJ will continue coverage, complete coverage, until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we will bring you Music Till Dawn. At 7:30 tomorrow morning on WWJ Radio, NBC will continue and resume its coverage from Washington. Well, that's about all the local news we have for now. We will be back later with more. But for the moment, at 17 minutes past 7, let's return to Morgan Beatty in New York.